Well, Lake Macquarie's a well-known fishing spot, of course. Maybe you get out there yourself. Mulloway, huge flathead, there's the odd kingfish turns up, squid, prawns, when it's the right time of year, of course. There's also blue swimmer crabs and mud crabs on offer. And you can't beat a feed of crab. Now, normally, people have to use a trap known as a witch's hat to catch these crabs, but under a new trial, that's about to change. Emma Simpson is the Senior Fisheries Manager for the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries and joins me now. Thanks for doing that, Emma, and good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Yeah, excellent, thanks. Now, the witch's hats, they're the big net things, right, with the hoop at the bottom. Is that right?
Correct. So, yeah, you touched on this trial, and yeah, at the moment, recreational fishers can only use hoop nets and witch's hats in Lake Macquarie, and as a part of this trial, we're allowing them to be able to use crab traps.
Okay. So is that the old basket weave type arrangement, the new ones that you're trialling?
Correct. So at the moment, you can actually use crab traps in most other waterways, apart from Lake Macquarie. So this is kind of bringing Lake Macquarie in line with other rules from other estuaries.
So are they more efficient as a trap, are they? Is that why they've been outlawed here to try and protect the species?
No. Actually, it's a long-standing crab trap closure from 1970. So it's actually a legacy of commercial hauling activities to prevent the hornets becoming snagged on crab traps. So given now that Lake Macquarie is a recreational fishing haven, permitting crab traps in the lake will enhance fishing opportunities for wreck fishers this summer and throughout the duration of the trial. But they're also considered more environmentally friendly. So it's definitely a preferred crab catching method that we would love anglers to get involved and use.
So it's pretty much a case of just bringing Lake Macquarie into line with everywhere else. Is that the objective?
Pretty much. The only addition to that is we're also introducing a maximum trap entrance size of 32 centimetres. That will reduce the likelihood of turtle interaction. So this is kind of similar to current arrangements in Port Stephens. If recreational fishers don't know much about that. Basically, for Lake Macquarie, you'll need to modify the entrances of your traps. So if you have a wide entrance crab trap, such as a collapsible rectangular trap, the entrance of these traps can be easily reduced using a cable tie or a cord. And this will still enable basically crabs to enter the trap, but will restrict any entry for non-target species, such as turtles or other air-breathing animals. It's pretty unlikely that you'll need any sort of modifications for the rigid or round crab traps. Fishers should definitely just check their traps before going crabbing in Lake Macquarie.
And the bag limit is how many?
For blue swimmers and crab traps, so they're still the same. The blue swimmer crab, I don't know if you remember, we actually recently changed the size limits for blue swimmers to 6.5 centimetres.
Uh-huh.
Yep, and the mud crabs are still the same.
Okay, but it's a couple of each, isn't it?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, two permitted. It's a beautiful feed, of course, and it's a great pastime. I guess particularly during COVID, it's a great way for those within, well, any local government area now, but in the lead up to the opening, of course, yesterday, for residents around Lake Macquarie, great opportunity to get a bit of recreation and clear the mind a little bit.
Definitely. Good timing, just kicking into summer, and yeah, Gorn Fishing Day was on Sunday as well. So we've actually received an amazing response from the recreational fishing community about this already. It's something that they've wanted for a long time. I think this trial will be pretty well received.
Yeah, I still don't know how that people can work those witch's hats traps, the collapsible hoop traps. How's the crab supposed to get in there? They don't have an opening, do they?
They do. They're a bit more complicated than the crab traps, and we do get a lot more turtle drownings and things like that in those. So, yeah, because there's a big turtle population in Lake Macquarie, we wanted to do a trial with the crab traps with the modified entrances, and, yeah, we can reassess this and, yeah, introduce it permanently if the trials are a success.